The dust of decades covered every surface in this large, draughty attic. Cobwebs hung in theatrical drifts from skylight windows, and daylight leaked in all around the edges of the slates. Enzo followed Alain carefully over loose floorboards laid across open beams to where stacks of cardboard boxes were lined up against the far gable. The tape that had been used to seal them had long since lost its stick, and the flaps that closed them off were easily prized apart, raising clouds of choking dust into the cold air. The files had been arranged in alphabetical order, so Enzo and Alain had to move A to J back into the centre of the attic to gain access to K. Alain then tore open the lid and started riffling through the files inside bulging folders of handwritten notes.
"Here it is."
He drew out a file in a faded purple folder that was thinner than the rest. For a moment Enzo wondered why, but then reflected that Killian had only been an occasional visitor to the island until his retirement. Alain flicked through charts and yellowing pages of handwritten notes, ink fading now on brittle paper. Enzo squinted at them, trying to read, but the handwriting was almost indecipherable.
"Doctors," he muttered. "Do they take classes in bad handwriting?"
Alain laughed.
"Yes, I think my father got an A+.
He tilted his head a little to one side.
"But then I'm used to reading it."
He turned over several more sheets.
"Ah, here we are. Yes, Killian came to him in March 1990, complaining of night sweats and chronic fatigue, and a cough that had lingered long after the spring cold that kicked it off. In the end, Papa sent him for an X-ray at the radiography centre in Lorient."
He went to the back of the file and pulled out a large green envelope. Inside was Killian's chest X-ray that the radiographer had forwarded to his doctor. Alain held it up toward the sunshine, streaming in through the small rectangle of skylight, and Enzo saw a slow-moving cloud of dust drifting through the light beyond it.
"There," he ran his finger along the bottom edge. "The date it was taken. April 15th, 1990.
He slipped the transparency back into its envelope and consulted his father's notes once more.
"Inoperable tumour, terminal. 3 to 6 months, the radiographer thought. But in fact he was still alive after 5. I must have been pretty close to the end by then."
Enzo was staring at the file in Alain's hands, but not seeing it. Gazing through it, beyond it, lost in thought.
"If his killer had waited a week or two longer, maybe less, the cancer would have done the job for him."